This is Dr. Simon Roydick in Clinton off of Miss Addie Spears, last name is S-P-E-A-R-S, first of all, A-D-D-I-E, today's date is 1/7/2013, patient is a 66-year-old Afro-American female, comes to the clinic, wants a prescription refill of her nifedipine. Number 2, osteoporosis. Number 3, vitamin D deficiency. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5, history of SVT. Number 6, hyperaldosteronism. Number 7, LDH, mitral regurgitation, diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation. Number 8, non-critical coronary disease, 3/2012 per angiogram. Number 9, colonoscopy. February 2010 showed internal hemorrhoids, sigmoid polyps. Number 10, abdominal internal adhesions. Number 11, osteoporosis of the L-spine. Number 13, status post-left mastectomy, secondary breast cancer per Dr. Ziza. In 11/2011, she sees Dr. Weinberger. She's currently on tamoxifen. Number 14, tobacco abuse. Number 15, history of TIA/CVA. Number 16, osteoarthritis of the L-spine. Number 17, postmenopausal. Number 18, bilateral thyroid nodules. Number 19, aorta atherosclerosis. Number 20, claudication with ambulation. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Patient was last seen in clinic on 12/4/2012. When she had a pap smear. The pap smear results are unremarkable. Pap smear is negative. Patient is followed by Dr. Weinberger for breast cancer in situ. She is status post left mastectomy. He's going to follow her periodically Q6 months. Period. Patient has a history of hyperaldosteronism. She has seen Dr. Fiodora for this. This is the cause of her hypertension. Thus, she was put on aldactone. Currently, patient doesn't appear to be on the aldactone, period. She's doing well. She walks with a cane. She's got some debility. No nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomatochezia, diet constipation, no sore throat, ear, sore nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period. Her blood pressure is stable. She's complying with the metoprolol. She's following low cholesterol diet. She increases she's exercising as much as possible. We'll recommend she continue her current medications and follow a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. She's on Zetia and Loveza for her cholesterol. She's taking vitamin D for her vitamin D deficiency. We'll continue her nifedipine for her blood pressure and Cozaar and metoprolol, period. Patient has a history of abdominal adhesions. We'll recommend she maintain a soft stool. She denies any abdominal pain. We'll restart her on some aldactone, 12.5 POQ day, for her hypoaldosteronism. This is Dr. Simon Roy, the clinic note for Ms. Addie Spears. Patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease. She had an AVI done, which showed some dampening of the posterior tibial artery waveforms, suggesting mediative small vessel disease. No evidence of significant stenosis through the popliteal level bilaterally, period. Patient has a history of multiple thyroid nodules. She had a thyroid ultrasound 10/4/2012. They were stable. We'll repeat a thyroid ultrasound in March, period. Patient previously seen Dr. Joyce. This is Dr. Simon Origin, complicated clinic note from Ms. Addie Spears. Patient with a history of atherosclerotic disease of the abdominal aorta. Patient with a history of mitral regurgitation, diastolic dysfunction, like to do an echo to rule out any worsening. Mitral regurgitation also rule out any worsening. Diastolic dysfunction. The patient on physical exam has her four carotid pulses and a right carotid bruit. In light of her findings, I would like to do a carotid Doppler study to rule out any stenosis also. End of rotation. Also do an echo of her heart to rule out any worsening tricuspid regurgitation. Also rule out any worsening LVH.